Hey guys, and welcome back to Morning Minutes. We're in episode 19 in a study of 1 Corinthians called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. A tough study in some regard, and we are hitting some difficult topics. Today we're going to talk about lawsuits, what you need to know about lawsuits against believers. We started by talking about how this book will cover a whole lot of Christian conduct and how the church should behave. And so these are some of the things that the church in Corinth was dealing with, and Paul had heard some reports, and so he's just going down, and he had set the stage at the beginning of a chapter of the book, in the first couple of chapters, talking about why we are to behave like we are, and who we are in Christ, and the importance of those things. And then he moved smack into chapter 5, sexual immorality and that issue. And now we're going into this lawsuits against believers. There's just a lot of fighting among believers and factions and divisions. And it was breaking apart this church that Paul had founded and loved dearly. And so what you need to know about lawsuits against believers, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, reads like this. When one of you has a grievance against another, does he dare go to law before the unrighteous instead of the saints? Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that we are to judge angels? How much more then matters pertaining to this life? So if you have such cases, why do you lay them before those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is no one among you wise enough to settle a dispute between the brothers? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers? To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather suffer wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? But you yourselves wrong and defraud even your own brothers. So the problems in the church did not just pertain to sexual immorality, but here we see that one of the big issues is that they were fighting to the point where they were attacking one another. And Paul had spent in chapter 4 some time talking about when he was reviled, how he responded to it. And he blessed, and instead of slandering back and persecuting back, he endures and entreats. And now he's like, look, there's a problem here. So what you need to know about lawsuits, you can read it and glean some things, but let me try to clarify them. Number one, God has given us a plan to deal with disagreements with other believers. In the church, there's a way of conduct. Instead of going to court, and remember the importance of this. I mean, this is, people are watching how Christians behave and love one another and forgive one another, and it's particularly in silly things. And here, the minute they were mad at each other, they were defrauding and wronging one another, and then they taking them to court. And so God's plan for disagreements with other believers is simple. Number one, avoid them. Avoid them. Number two, discern them. Be wise in discerning what's important and what's not. And number three, resolve them. So if you can't avoid them, avoid them. Don't make a mountain of a molehill. Deal with them. Number two, be discerning about what you do with the disagreements, who you talk to about the disagreements, how you deal with it. There's a time and a place to deal with it, and try to resolve them within the context of the church as much as possible. Now, again, we're living in this age right now where when it comes to lawsuits, you know, I mean, some of this is sounds like a petty issues. You know, there's some other things. There's some things that you have to mandate by law to report, you know. So in terms of, that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about my rights are wronged by my brother, therefore I will take him to court. And so there's, here it's a matter of arguments between believers and how they are resolved. And God has a plan to deal with this. Avoid the problem if you can. Discern what you should do, and then resolve it when you can. Number two, God has given us wisdom to deal with disagreement with other believers. These verses that I read, they talk about wisdom. There's a wisdom. We talked in chapters 1, 2, and 3 about the wisdom that is from above and how it is different than the wisdom that is from the earth. We're living in a culture that sees things differently and thinks things differently and lives differently than we do. So the rules of the world, the strategy of the world, should not apply in the church. We are to live differently than in the world. We are to display the kingdom of God in relationship between one another. So wisdom remembers who we are, remembers that we are a family, that we are a body of Christ. Wisdom remembers who we represent at all times. People are looking at the church to see Jesus. Do they see Jesus? Or do they see sinners that have forgotten that Christ is in them and has forgiven them? So wisdom remembers who is watching us and who we represent. Number three, so God has given us a plan to deal with disagreements. God has given us wisdom to deal with disagreements with other believers. We're talking about this as conflict with other believers. And then number three, God has given us a way of escape in dealing with disagreements with other believers. You say, what is the way of escape? Don't you want to know it? If you're in the process of working through some tension with a fellow brother or sister, here it is. Be willing to suffer wrong for the sake of the kingdom. Bet you didn't see that coming, or maybe you don't like to see that coming. To have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. And then Paul writes, why not rather suffer wrong? Paul's strategy for dealing with issues is, let your rights be eaten up. It's okay. Suffer wrong. It's okay for the sake of the kingdom. Be willing to embrace Christ's radical ways of love, even when it doesn't make sense. That's what Paul did in chapter 4. He talks about we're fools for Christ's sake. To the present hour, we hunger and thirst. We're poorly dressed, buffeted, and homeless. We labor. When reviled, we bless. When persecuted, we endure. When slandered, we entreat. You know who this reminds me of? Jesus in the message that Peter writes. Almost the same words where I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 22 through the end of the chapter. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. When I read these verses in Corinthians and the admonition of Paul to rather suffer wrong, why not rather be defrauded? It reminds me of Jesus. Hey, isn't it an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus? If you're dealing with conflict today with fellow believers, I pray for wisdom for you. Will you be in humility, ask God to show you how you need to proceed and be willing to do whatever it is that he tells you to? Hey, I love you guys. I know this is hard stuff, but we'll be back together again tomorrow. Take care.